And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier, and this guy, Brent Martineau from our radio partner 1010XL. Of course, busy week for the Jaguars. Earlier in the week, they relieved Jed Fish of the offensive coordinator duties. Was this a surprise to you guys?
Well, I think it was a surprise because there was part of you that wondered if they would make a change with the quarterback going into his second year, if you changed the offensive coordinator. But to listen to Gus Bradley when he talked about it, he wrestled with it, and finally it came down to the philosophical differences, which takes a long time to get into. Yeah. But it sounds like essentially Gus wanted things where the players could get it a little quicker and play a little faster. And it's tough to really, I guess, put what that means into words, but maybe you can, Brett.
Yeah, I think this is up for interpretation, really, because of the way Gus said it, and I don't think he wanted to say too much. But the bottom line to me is Gus is Jed's a very smart guy, and I think maybe this offense was – almost a little too complicated for these players to get it and understand and get better with it in this system. That's what I took out of it. Now, results-wise, you could see someone going because they obviously were not very good on offense. Yeah. But Jed Fish had a lot of excuses, too. Mm-hmm. They're playing a ton of young guys. So we'll stick with the philosophical differences. Jags move on from there. Who's the next offensive coordinator? We'll find out probably in a few weeks.
I think if you close your eyes, you can just see Gus wanting an offense that maybe played with the same level of energy and sometimes simplicity as the defense. Tough to get that, different side of the ball, but you think that's what he wants.
Of course, a lot of that comes down to that young quarterback who's now going into year two, Blake Bortles. How does this change affect him moving forward?
Well, I think that was a concern. I mean, do you give him another offense, a new coordinator? And obviously they think he can handle it. I think this guy is built mentally very well, so I don't think this will bother him too much. He's got a huge offseason ahead of him. I don't think it has to do as much with the offense as some people believe. I think he'll get that part down. He's a smart kid. I think it's more the fundamental part. If he can come back in the spring and in training camp and get these fundamentals down, make those easy throws, the one he missed to Clay Harbor against Houston, just that easy play, if he can figure that stuff out, I think he's got the tough stuff down. He's going to be a good quarterback.
He talked a lot this week about needing to get those fundamentals. He improved those areas he thought from college into the pros. He knows he's got a long way to go. And I think, yes, the continuity is the biggest thing. And Gus talked about it after the change. You worry about taking a step back when you have a shift of offenses. But he said what you hope is you take a few steps forward to make up for it, and you hope he has an idea of the direction you're going.
Let's move to defense now. Of course, Sindarik Marks has an ACL tear. He'll go under the knife very soon when the swelling goes down. But with him and Miller getting a little procedure done on his knee now, does this affect preparations in free agency in the upcoming draft?
Well, I think we learned this week that it doesn't, because I think they like Ziggy Hood. And I think they like Avery Jones, and that will give those other guys time to come back. And obviously Miller and Sindarik Marks are the stalwarts on that front side for them. But I believe they're going defensive guy in this draft. I think they go defensive end if they stay in that three hole that they currently are in April. And now it could be Leonard Williams, a guy that's versatile, or it could be that pass rusher. But I don't think these injuries have a role in it. I think they're going there anyway.
You don't draft with the idea of helping yourself the following September anyway. If it does, great. But you draft with the idea of building yourself for 2, 3, 4 years down the road, no matter what position. So, no, I don't think those two injuries matter. Now, do you bring in a free agent on a 2-year deal? If that guy's out there and he's there for the taking, maybe you do something like that, but not the draft.
Let's look back at the 2014 season takeaways from this year. Where did this team get better this year?
I agree with what they think, and they clearly got better. We were talking about a little off camera. The problem with this football team, this organization, is they won 4 games the first year. They shouldn't have been. They were one of the worst teams in NFL history. They should have maybe won 1 game, and then winning 3 maybe wouldn't seem so bad in 2014. Sure, they left some stuff out there. I look at their last 5 games, guys, and I think they won 2 games. They had a chance to win the other 3 on the road against some good competition in Baltimore and Houston as well. I think they did take leave. Sure, that's the sunny side up of it, but it all comes down to Bortles. What can he do from year 1 to year 2 at how far and how fast this team can grow?
You have to duck out of the way when you say they got better, because people don't want to hear it. They won 3 games. But I think what Dave Caldwell said when he addressed the media this week, it has a lot of truth. They weren't competitive against playoff teams last year. And this year, against many playoff teams, they had stretches where they outplayed them. I know Miami wasn't a playoff team. Remember, Miami, they really beat them bad in the first half defensively and dominated the game. Very few times like that last season, many more this season, and that's where they think they got better.
And the rookie quarterback cost them a couple of games. Cost them the Miami game, maybe the Pittsburgh game, And you made that decision to go with a young guy, and that was different than last year as well.
Right.
We had a veteran quarterback in there. So I can buy what they're saying. I think there is some hope down the road. They just really have to hope all these young guys get good.
Expectations for next year, 2015. You mentioned they might have won a few too many games 2 years ago to make this three-win season not as nice. Now, what about from a three-win season forward? What do you expect? How many wins next year?
Well, I think they've got to get between 7 and 9, at least for the fan base. I think they need to feel that. It sounds like in the building, I think Shad Khan, I think Dave Caldwell, I think Gus Bradley continue to be patient with the build. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I get what they're trying to do. But I do think you have to get some results sooner or later. 3 years in, an NFL that is built to get better from 1 year to the next, I think they are finally in position to do that. They were in no position to go 2 wins to 8 wins last year or this year. I think this year in 2015, they can go from 3 wins to 7 or maybe even 8.
The young guys now, you would think, have developed enough where veteran free agents can make a meaningful difference. I think if you're talking about what it takes for this regime to stay in place, I think what Shad Khan continues to look for is tangible improvement. I'm not sure he has a number. In terms of our number, I agree with you. I think they should be pushing to make a realistic shot to be 500 in December. You know, I think we should be having those conversations around Thanksgiving is, hey, can they get in this thing? Are they in this thing? What do they have to do to be in it? I think that's a realistic expectation.
Well, that's it. Brent, well done. You might have a future in this business, kid. Keep it up.
Thanks. Listen on 1010. I'm trying to get better every day.
We all are.
Brent Martineau.
You guys enjoy the beer in the offseason, by the way.
a few times, yes. John Osier, I'm JP Shadrick. That's it for this week on Jags of the Roundtable.